Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Hey, this is Tim McKernan for Design Air Heating and Cooling. I am not just here to tell you about a client. I am here to tell you that I am a client. And when we were working on our home, we made sure that we had Design Air Heating and Cooling handle it. Call Design Air today to schedule your tune-up so your air conditioning is ready for the summer. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest, and it's hard to stop a train. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling, the official air conditioning company of the morning after. Contact them at designairservice.com.
Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug on 590 The Fan
and
InsideSTL.com.
Doesn't sound like a soccer song to me.
It's got a German feel to it, Bundesliga.
How about the second Bundesliga?
I wanted Terry Nunn with a dish.
She was a dish?
Still is fairly attractive for her. She's got to be pushing 60.
I think I'm going to take the over on 60. I don't know.
Right.
It's your. I think it's right there, though, Doug. It's not. Well, you want to go over or under?
I
don't know the gal.
I think it's probably 62, maybe.
I just don't know the gal. Never met the gal.
Terry Nunn. So the band's name is Berlin. The lead singer, though, is Terry Nunn.
Yeah.
Riding on the Metro. That song was called Metro.
They're out on tour with the B-52s, which I would
58.
Love to see.
58? Maybe you shifted.
Really?
Yeah, she's very attractive.
Yeah.
Most female singers are attractive. Most of them.
Yeah, Katrine in the Wave, she was a dish.
What?
Wow, heads up. Not Iggy, down
all of
Katrine
them,
the Wave's
most are. Because there's millions of people who can sing. So if you're going to pick between a girl who can sing who's beautiful and a girl who can sing is not beautiful, and you're in show business, what are you going to pick?
Which is why when you have an unattractive lead, whether that be male or female, and they wind up becoming superstars, they probably have to be even more talented than the attractive one. Seems like an obvious statement.
Yeah,
Janis Joplin was no beauty.
No. You know, Barbara Streisand. You can't deny the talent. You don't want to look right at her. But, yeah, obviously an enormous singing talent.
Most attractive singers of all time, Mount Rushmore, go.
Oh.
Wow, that'd be a hard one.
Shania Twain might be up there.
Britney Spears.
Gaga, obviously.
Gaga's not in that group.
Oh, she's tremendously beautiful.
Gaga?
Yes.
Lady Gaga?
Yes.
855-282-8255.
Stevie Nicks was very, very cute in her younger days.
Yeah. Faith Hill?
Yeah.
Just a yeah?
She's no Lady Gaga.
Rihanna.
Rihanna would probably, again, it's difficult because we're doing this off the cuff, which we rarely do.
Carrie Underwood?
Lil' Kim is going to be others receiving votes. She'll be Missouri, just on the outside of the top 25.
I love Lil' Kim, man.
Carrie Underwood, get in there.
A lot of people find her attractive. I think they find her attractive, but personality is something that is important, or at least my perceived personality. And I think Carrie Underwood and I would probably be more oil and vinegar. But for a lot of St. Louisans who are on the conservative side, I'm sure she's... It's like when Frank talks about... Who is it, Patricia Heaton, that he really likes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of deal. Was How about it, that whole deal?
Was it the Grammys where... I think it was Diana Ross and Little Kim were giving out an award, and Little Kim had like, this little tassel on.
Pasties, and Diana Ross caressed her breast. Yeah, she was heavy petting.
She started popping her boob up and down.
Little Kim was great in her heyday, man.
She's got a new TV show out, I think, on MTV.
We had back-to-back. What are the chances of this? I mean, I would have given out 1,000 to 1. Back-to-back texts for Susanna Hoffs of the Bengals. I mean, she's beautiful. That's a legitimate play, but kind of obscure. Yeah. Nice. I tip my cap. Back-to-back text for Susanna Hoffs.
Olivia Newton-John was a dish back in the day.
Recap says Halsey is Yemo.
Halsey is Yemo. What does that mean?
Iggy?
I don't pay attention to him.
No, I wouldn't. I just struggle to put Lady Gaga on the Mount Rushmore.
Oh, go look at some pictures, Doug, when she's made up.
I know
up
what she looks like.
I got Lil' Kim, Britney Spears.
Lil' Kim.
Britney Spears.
Yeah, she's a singer. She's an artist.
Yeah, but she's not attractive.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
Iggy, I can grant you Lady Gaga if you're going to also acknowledge Britney Spears attractive. If you're going to say Lady Gaga, yes, Britney Spears, no, that's gonna hurt your case.
Well, I don't find Britney Spears attractive.
Casey
cute.
Musgraves was just submitted.
Cute, not attractive.
Casey Musgraves is beautiful. I think she's kind of gone brio here over the last couple of years, and I hate to see that.
What does that mean? She's gone brio.
She's going heavy Botox, the lip thing, and it's such a shame because I don't even think she's 30, but, you know, hey, man, it makes her feel better.
Sierra.
I wish I would have gotten my hair transplants a long time ago and broken my bones over in China and gotten over 5'8", but I couldn't do it. Didn't have the cash, you know?
Christina Aguilera?
I think Sierra is up there, too.
Sierra's beautiful. Mm. Casey Musgraves is beautiful.
Janet Jackson in her prime. Yeah. Not now, but in her prime. She was cuter than Michael.
The chick from the Pussycat Dolls, Nicole Scherzinger, again, somewhat obscure play, might be the most beautiful.
Weren't there
I'll actually throw that down.
Weren't there 3 or 4 hot ones in that band, and they kept switching back and forth?
But they only had Nicole doing anything.
Yeah. I remember they just changed, like, from one model to another to...
Now, somebody just said Ethel Merman?
Yeah.
Well,
I
don't think so. No. I just don't think Ethel Merman, really.
Kate Smith?
Probably not. Probably no.
Grace Slick.
Yeah. I wouldn't say gorgeous, but she was hot.
She seemed like she was a sport, Doug. I mean, she really made her way through a number of people in the music industry in the Bay Area in the 60s and 70s.
None of these women are anywhere close to Shania Twain and Faith Hill and Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, whether you like all the country.
Music, well, whether you like the music or not, you said who's the most attractive. Don't bring politics into it. You said who's the most attractive.
What has to do with politics to say
well, that's
country.
What you said about Carrie Underwood.
No, I said personality. Personality.
Well, when have you seen her personality that you don't like?
No, I think she is going to be, I think for what I like and what she likes, I think we're going to be different. That's what I'm
J-Lo,
saying.
J-Lo, we're idiots.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, I mean, I see it, just, but it's kind of like Carrie Underwood for me. It's
Beyonce?
Just not necessarily my thing. Beyonce's beautiful, no question. I think this is a Mount Rushmore.
I still got Lil' Kim. I don't care what other ones are coming in. Lil' Kim's on mine.
Gwen Stefani, Belinda Carlisle from Steve, Gangster Pete with Shakira. It's a nice play, Gangster Pete. Shakira.
Yeah, she's kind of falling off the face of the map, though.
She's kind of annoying.
I mean, what does this mean? Linda Ronstadt before carbohydrates?
Yeah. Well, you have to say that to all of them. Because the ones that are now in their 60s and 70s, I guess you have to preface it by saying, well, but when she was 23.
How about them boy whores on NSYNC?
They don't count.
It's from Sautéed Mushrooms.
They don't count.
Yeah, you could do a lot more with the top 4 attractive male singers.
Rank the Doug, top to bottom... The 5 hottest guys
George
in NSYNC.
George Michael's for sure.
I don't know who any of them are.
So, I mean, I guess we all agree with Justin being 1, but then...
Oh, the...
Who, and do we agree with Joey Fatone being 5?
Fred, was he in there somewhere?
Now, I think I can say this because it's the name of the band, and I've heard it said on radio before. The singer, kind of... I don't even know if they sing, but you're familiar with the band Pussy Riot?
No.
Dear God.
No.
They're Russian... But they made a name for themselves because they were anti-Gorbachev. and they just did everything.
Oh,
to go
yeah,
after.
I know what you're talking about.
And they got
now.
In all this trouble.
Yeah,
but they would go on. She is very attractive. Still,
are you sure it was anti-Gorbachev?
Well,
not him.
Anti-Russian.
Yeah.
Who's the guy now?
Vladimir Putin.
Putin. They were anti-Putin.
Yeah.
We are up to date on our global policy. Ryan Kelly's been on hold throughout the whole thing. Ryan is calling in to cancel his sponsorship after hearing this discussion. Good morning, Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
Already did.
Ryan.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
There he
good
is.
Morning. What a wonderful day for St. Louis, isn't it?
It is a wonderful day. The Plowhawk's not as happy about
it
as everyone else.
I disagree.
Well, that's his problem, not mine. I think it's a wonderful day. We're saving people money over here. We're going to be playing soccer soon. I mean, what's there not to love about this? It's not raining right now.
No.
It looks great.
You a big soccer fan?
I'm not going to pretend that I'm the greatest and the biggest, but it's definitely caught my attention, and I've tried to get to a game here or there over the last couple of years. But, no, I'm not currently not the biggest soccer fan, but I'm looking forward to becoming one. How's that?
Yeah, that's
how about that? That's a great answer.
That probably goes for a lot of people in St. Louis.
I'm, you know, really excited about the impact for the city, you know, to bring the soccer team in. Now, I've been to a couple of games, and I'll tell you one thing that really strikes me is the energy level in the games, the youth at the games, the tailgating at the games. You know, it's and I love baseball. It's just a little bit different atmosphere, a little bit different crowd, it seems like, at some points, and good entertainment. And at the end of the day, you know, that's what sports do for me. It's great entertainment. I like to follow the players, stats, all that. I like to win. World Series are great. Yeah, the Cups are great. So, like to do all that, and I'm looking forward to picking soccer up and really starting to understand the players, the game a little bit better, and you know, following our new team all the way to the end. So let's leave it with this. I'll let you guys keep those conversations going. I'm going to talk mortgages. 3-year low interest rates. 3-year low.
3-year low, Doug. Mm.
That's low.
3 years ago when we got to these rates, we're like, this is never going to happen again. Rates are usually 5 and 6 and all this. There's no way we're going to be locking 30-year fixes in the low threes. Never again. Here we go again, 3 years later. And we're saving people a ton of money. This time it's a little bit different because 3 years ago was great, but now your home is worth a lot more. Your value of your home is just skyrocketing. So you have all this equity there. So when rates are super low and your equity is really high, you have options. You know, whether it's cash out, maybe you're looking at shortening the length of your loan, maybe you need to get out of one of those risky home equity lines of credit. Take a look at your options. It only takes 5 minutes. That's it, 5 minutes, and we'll work you up options. We'll follow up and like, hey, here's where you currently are. Here's what we can do for you. If it makes sense, let's get it done. We'll close it in 14 days, and there's no out-of-pocket cost. And the best part, when you do a refinance at the Home Loan Expert Office, you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payment. 2 months of mortgage payment. Gone. Boom. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Thanks, boys. Have a great day.
There he is,
Ryan.
The best in the business, the title sponsor, Ryan Kelly.
TheHomeLoanExpert.com. If you're buying a home, if you're looking to refinance, here it is, thehomeloanexpert.com. That's it. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. That's all you really need to know.
Where else would you go? Why else would you go anywhere else? If you love this show, support the sponsors. But even if you don't like the show, you still go to Ryan Kelly. He's online at thehomeloanexpert.com, Doug, isn't he?
Well, absolutely he is. And that's where you would go to get a 5-minute loan approval, homeloanexpert.com. You just punch that in, and you can be approved. And then when you go home buying, you'll know that you're immediately approved. You can put in an offer for the house right then, and you know that you've got the cash to back that up. You've been approved. You're ready to go. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month if you're refinancing or buying a home. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Mistaking Putin for Gorbachev, as if we needed any more evidence that the old boot's brain has been petrified in the same place since 1991.
Mm. Jesus.
That's from the 314.
Well, Gorbachev was that long ago. He was really responsible for a lot of the change in the Soviet Union.
Winds of change.
Yeah.
Scorpions.
Mm. I don't follow politics, and I'm not Russian, so
think about that.
Well, it's pretty important for the world what happened at that period of time.
Perestroika.
He had that ink spot on his forehead that bothered some people.
Was it a birthmark, bro?
I think it was.
Yeah. Bad beat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. He got through it and made a
I can't watch
fantastic
Lena.
Life.
I can't watch Lena Paul porn because of that.
Lena who now?
Lena Paul is a birthmark.
Who is she?
Porn star.
Oh, of course.
What's her birthmark, bro?
It's kind of big, like on her side. It's like you can't miss
it. Sure, it's not a tat?
No, I think it's a birthmark.
Okay.
Check it out.
I'm not going to check that out. I'm not.
People are sending in their list. Justin Timberlake, all of the Jonas Brothers, Nick Lachey, and Will Smith.
It's a good list.
But we said women, didn't we?
No, we said both of them.
Oh.
We have a healthy gay population listening to this show.
Do we ever? Do we ever? And they are militant.
I feel like we're missing somebody.
Katy Perry
from the women.
Was sent in.
Yeah, big breast.
Okay.
I got a few pictures from a website that caught her going up. I guess she was at a water park and she was climbing up the slide and her swimsuit bottoms came down.
Oh, no.
It's a picture of her nice white ass.
People take their phones with them while they're in the pool?
I guess.
At Hurricane Harbor?
I don't know.
I don't know where she was. I think she was at the Maryland Heights.
She wasn't at the Maryland Heights pool.
Water park.
She wasn't there.
Aquaport?
Aquaport, yeah.
Beercat says he has an unhealthy obsession with Ariana Grande.
Natalie Imbruglia is a great play. Super obscure. She may be the most beautiful woman a woman ever, number one song. That I might have to throw that down.
What was
I might
the
have
song?
To submit that. Plaha, can you pull up Torn and just type in Natalie because the Imbruglia part is gonna take us to the Hot Shots email today. It's Imbruglia. Italian Australian, very unique combination.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Holy moly cockatoli. And she had a number one hit in 1997 with the song Torn. Doug, this takes me back to the University of Missouri. For it most does. Of our listeners, it takes them back to grade school.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this.
Oh, she's fine, too.
Well, only one hit song?
Yeah,
one hit.
She had a couple, but this was the one that, like, is a signature. And it was a cover. Little did you know. Sierra for the win. That's from Recaps.
Okay.
I would say sultry, this next girl I'm going to mention. I wouldn't say gorgeous. Hope Sandoval.
Also obscure from Mazzy Star. Fade Into You. Plow, can you pull up Fade Into You by Mazzy Star? This also takes me back to the University of Missouri.
Yeah, if you get the live version of this song where she's just standing in front of the mic, that her God, it's so sultry.
Stop saying sultry.
I don't know how else to explain her look.
Oh, my. The Chronic is out.
This is a great song, too.
And what's it about?
No clue. Fade Into You. Sure, she broke up with a boyfriend, I guess. She's very shy, supposedly.
I want to hold the hand inside you, Doug. Things are getting fisted.
That's true.
Okay.
And I see nothing. Okay. Nice.
See the truth.
All right.
You live your life, though in shadow.
I think he's doing hand gestures now as he's performing Fade Into You.
He's a little sultry himself. You'll come apart
and you'll go blind.
Well, we've thrown out enough names to know that Lady Gaga certainly is not on the Mount Rushmore. Some kind of and these other singers actually sing. They're not lip syncing like she did. Gaga could be on the lip sync Mount Rushmore with Billy Vanilli.
Fab. Rob. One of them's gone. I think Fab's gone. Or is it Rob?
I don't know.
No, we got the chorus in there.
Now here's the tambourine. Doug, you hear it?
Yeah, that's a difficult instrument to play. Right.
They have it on her bio, too, that's what she plays, whatever it's called.
It's a tambourine.
It's not called a tambourine.
Couldn't all of us play the tambourine? Couldn't all of us put that on our bio?
No, you couldn't, because it's like the drums. There's a certain beat to it.
No, it's not like the drums at all.
There's a certain beat to it.
Shake it a little bit, and by God, you're playing the tambourine.
She always sings in, like, a very low light.
We can all play the cymbals, also. We can all do the cymbals. Bang.
She's very shy. She very rarely looks at the crowd. She very rarely talks to the crowd, like, after a song.
Who are we talking about?
Sandoval.
Doug. Pablo Sandoval.
Hope Sandoval.
Hope.
When was the last time she performed? I mean, the song's from like 93 or 94.
Well, they perform quite a bit.
Do they really?
Before they retired, yeah. And they're still playing. She's still playing.
She's still quite beautiful, too.
Yeah. She's still doing some stuff. I don't know.
53 Bills now.
don't know if it was Mazzy Star, but I think it's the guy in the band. They're playing certain gigs out on the West Coast. But I just read where she is very shy, and she doesn't like a lot of lights on her, and she very rarely talks to the crowd. Every once in a while, she may just say a thank you.
That's kind of how I handle TMA Live.
Well, some people are, you know, have stage fright. Carly Simon apparently had that and never did anything public.
She's so vain.
Isn't that right? Until she got a little older.
Really?
Couldn't do it at the beginning.
Really? That's surprising.
Got over it, apparently, but rarely performed live before that. And she was a big star at the time.
Iggy, this is direct from Wikipedia. During live performances, Sandoval prefers to sing in near darkness with only a dim backlight, playing the tambourine, harmonica, glockenspiel?
Oh, yeah.
Or shaker. She has a reputation for shyness.
I can play the shaker, too.
That's a glockenspiel.
Her stage presence has been described as idly withdrawn, barely acknowledging the audience.
Nice. You can also play the claves with no
What's a glockenspiel?
Nurse?
I don't know exactly what the glockenspiel is.
They did
it's not like the xylophone, is it?
They did call it tambourine.
No, it's those...
Oh, bells?
Yeah, it's a percussion instrument composed of a set of tuned keys arranged in a fashion on the keyboard of a similar to a piano that you play with.
Like a xylophone. No,
I don't know, dude. I just play the trumpet, man. I suck, too.
Okay, well, take a peek back into the percussion section once in a while.
Doug, was Iggy singing in the studio to you as awkward as it sounded?
Kind of, yeah. And he was sultry as well.
Sky Tugger.
I don't know if it counts to say I can play an instrument. I can play the shaker.
They have a big problem with me singing the lyrics to Fade Into You, but they have no problem with Doug butchering the master song.
Well, I'm professionally trained.
At least I knew the lyrics.
I studied at Juilliard.
Fozzie knows how I knew the lyrics.
There was lyrics on there, wasn't there?
I was just looking right at the screen.
Guys, Mount Rushmore of sultry male performers.
Iggy would be number one.
That's not according to this list. Bo Bice. You know him from American Idol. No,
Johnny Mathis, I'd put on there.
Bo Bice, Joshua, Chris Gaines, and Lady Gaga. That's from recaps.
Our Joshua?
I would imagine.
Probably from the children. Little angels.
Johnny Mathis. I follow Frida Payne on Facebook because I've interviewed her. So after I interviewed her, I just became friends on Facebook. She is doing a new album with Johnny Mathis. Johnny Mathis has got to be pushing 82, 83 maybe. Still looks good. He had a baseball hat on backwards. And,
oh, wow. That looks great.
But I'm a big Johnny Mathis fan.
Yeah. He was a huge star.
There was a guy in... Bermuda that I work with that looked exactly like Johnny Mathis.
Oh, no.
He was Middle Eastern, but he looked like Johnny Mathis.
Yeah.
And we went to this Southampton Princess, was right up the hill from where we lived, and Dionne Warwick was having a benefit that we were invited to. Dionne Warwick was out mingling with the crowd, and she saw this guy, this friend, and came up to him and said, "Oh my God, you look like one of my best friends, Johnny Mathis. We have to get a picture together." And she wouldn't leave. She sat at the table all night talking to this. And this dude was banging them two at a time in Bermuda. He was a good-looking dude. I mean, he used my room one time for one chick.
Oh, and you were partying with Dionne Warwick.
And I don't know
what
happened with Dionne Warwick. Yeah, she signed a picture to my mom.
Huh.
But I don't know. They may have left together. I don't know if Dionne Warwick is into men or not, but they disappeared for a while.
So well, Johnny Mathis certainly is.
Into men.
Yeah.
There's my Johnny Mathis story.
But he wasn't even in the story.
Well, it was around about Johnny
Mathis.
Just a
lookalike doppelganger.
He did look like Johnny Mathis, actually.
Did
he? Dionne Warwick was just fixated with him.
Well, okay.
People are coming up trying to get pictures with her, and she just sat at our table all night.
You had a lot of fun parties there in Bermuda, didn't you?
Yeah. I met Michael Douglas in Bermuda.
Did you? What was he doing there?
His mother lived there.
Oh, I think he told us that once.
Yeah. A lot of celebrities. I mean, Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones have a house down there now.
Wouldn't his mother be Kirk Douglas' wife?
Yes.
Well, was he down there?
No. Just, I think they're divorced.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, this might have been his first wife.
And he's still hanging in there at well over 100 now.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of tax breaks in Bermuda, so a lot of celebrities have homes there. Johnny Cash, no, that was Jamaica. Ross Perot had two houses in Bermuda.
Did he?
Really?
Yeah. Well, he had one, then he bought the one next to him, and then he He had a huge fine for blowing up a reef. He just had a crew come in with dynamite and blew up a reef in front of his mansion so he could get his yacht closer. I think like $4 or $5 million they fined him.
Well, if you got to $1 billion, I guess, and you want your yacht in there, who cares?
But you can't blow up reefs.
Well, he just did.
Yeah, but that's wrong. A lot of fish depend on that reef.
Well, they'll find another reef, won't they?
I don't know.
Guys, do you remember the alt-rock station in Como, The Buzz? When I arrived on scene in fall of 99, my mind was blown by how great that station was. I think it was gone by 2001. Thanks.
It must not have been so great.
It's a great text.
It's not that great a text.
It was somewhat of a non sequitur, but yet this program for 15 years has been somewhat of a non sequitur.
Yeah, Mike, what can I do for you? I feel like he's been calling Pete hundreds of times over the last couple days. Hello, Mike. Mike Lee. He's not there, Tim.
No, it doesn't seem like it. Pete, that means you'll have to go back to handling.
Give it 30 seconds. It'll be ringing.
Maybe he went to Duke's.
Yeah.
Because Duke's is 3 bars in 1. It's probably a little early. I doubt it's even open at this hour, but it will be soon for lunch. And they
bet some people still there from Saturday night.
I don't know. I think they probably cleaned up the crowd from Saturday night. They may not have cleaned it up from Monday, but this is Tuesday. And the upstairs bar will not be open tonight because it's Tuesday. But that sports bar will be, and they have great food there. Great spot for lunch if you've never eaten at Duke's and Soulard. You got to stop in and get a bite to eat today. They also have the patio bar where you could bring your dog, cat, whatever you have on a leash. And then they've got that upstairs bar, and that's really kind of what they have become famous for because it's the pony of ponies. It's only open Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights. Duke's upstairs is rocking and rolling as St. Louis' hottest dance floor. But it's not open tonight,
okay.
So go on in anyway and get a nice lunch or dinner at the sports bar at Duke's. The food is really outstanding there. Come check out Duke's and Soulard before and after Blues and Cardinal games. Park right there at Duke's. Hop on their free shuttle to any downtown home game. Duke's Happy Hour, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, features great savings on pints, bottles, cocktails, and apps. That's Duke's in Soulard. It's 3 bars in 1.
My sources tell me that if Joshua had been willing to play the glockenspiel, he would be considered the most beautiful singer. I looked it up. It's from Shooter McGavin.
I think it takes some talent to play the glockenspiel.
It takes nothing
to play the claves or the shaker or the tambourine.
Doug, Tim's right as always. Natalie Imbruglia is fine. Me pant is tighter. It's
okay,
from the 3-3-0.
I don't want to know about your pants, Sitch.
Here, let me pull. Do you remember what she looks like, Doug?
No. Fine. I remember Ernie Brolio.
Oh, yeah. This is her. This is his daughter.
And her daughter put an O before the name?
Correct.
Natalie Obrolio?
Imbruglia. God, I really want to try to get this list. I think it's important.
The list is not important. Because everyone will disagree with the list because they have their own favorites.
What?
They have their own favorites. Yeah, she's attractive, Carol.
You're not new with me.
She's not as attractive as Faith Hill or Shania Twain.
Faith Hill in the late 1990s. Yeah. Seems like a cool lass, too.
Yeah, she still looks great.
Yeah, she does. They have like 20-something kids.
They do?
I mean like 20-year-old kids, I should say.
Oh, yeah, she's got to be 50-something.
Plowhawk, what's your official list? To get the perspective of the 30-year-old gentleman. Doug, this is the Plowhawks official list, the Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Now, you can disagree. I got Sierra.
It's a nice play. I don't know who's going to really disagree with that. Maybe some of the STL Today commenters, but I agree with that play.
Sierra, I have Britney Spears, I have J-Lo, and I have Lil' Kim.
The Lil' Kim one's a little alarming.
I want one a little spicy, you know, a little, you know...
Spicy.
I mean,
spicy little sea sail.
I mean, she'd be down to do whatever.
You don't know that.
She doesn't know no in her vocabulary, and I think that's a neat little gal there.
Okay, don't describe it that way. Don't describe things that way.
I think Lil' Kim's in there for sure. So that's my four.
Okay. Lil' Kim.
Again, not everyone will agree.
Well, no one could put together a list that everyone would agree because people have their own favorites.
I think most people would see where you're coming from with Sierra, with Britney Spears, and who was the third before you got to the alarming Lil'
Kim? J-Lo.
J-Lo. I think most people go, not my personal favorite, kind of like where I would be with Carrie Underwood, but I understand. the Lil Kim one, I think, is going to catch some people off guard and do damage to your Mount Rushmore.
That's fine. I got Beyonce receiving votes.
I mean, Beyonce versus Lil Kim, and you went Lil Kim.
I did.
Okay.
Controversial, I understand. Here come the tags.
They are. Fergie getting a lot of mentions.
Ooh, that is a good
Doug one. Fergalicious.
Yeah.
Mike Lee is back on the line.
Oh,
I'm trying to help Gangster
okay.
Pete out so much. He makes such great shirts.
Hello,
hello Mike. Hello,
the
Mike.
Past Saturday, my lucky day.
Why?
I got day with another girl Saturday.
Oh, who is this gal? Who's the lucky lady?
She's pretty cool. So right now, drinking Starbucks coffee with her.
How'd you meet this gal?
She's everywhere, yo.
She's everywhere?
She's everywhere, yo.
Yeah, she heard me. And you said, and say, I can't wait to see you again.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
So you're going to go get some coffee, are you?
Yeah, with her.
All right. Well, yes. That'll be fun. That'll be fun for you.
Somebody just suggested Anne Margaret and Belinda Carlisle.
Margaret
wasn't
car
a singer,
too.
Really.
Grumpy old men.
How about Selena Gomez? You find her attractive?
She got a nice car, too.
Selena Gomez is a wonderful
I
vehicle.
Bet she's got a lot of cars. Yeah.
And she got a nice car.
Does she?
Yeah, she picked me up.
All right. Well, that'll be fun. Be a fun time for you. Delightful.
Yeah.
You'll have a delightful time.
Yeah.
Judy Garland? Did you put her in that
No.
one?
Judy Garland.
Come on.
Judy Garland, Lil Kim, and Anne Margaret are her.
Hey, Kim.
Yes, Mike.
Did you see the one Lisa Ann said, I can't wait to see you again?
I did. Lisa Ann has been very active on the fan page because you've been very active on the fan page.
Yeah, she said, I can't wait to see you again.
Very nice.
And well, Penny, bye now.
May. Nurse?
Okay.
Nurse?
Yeah, Penny, bye now, by me, Lisa Ann.
Okay, and she's not happy about it.
Nah.
Well, she's jealous, I guess. Who wouldn't be?
Well, we like Lisa Ann better.
Oh, well, don't let Penny hear that.
So, yeah, you know, I can't wait to see her again. I tell her I can't wait to see her again.
Okay, well, she probably won't be in town for a long time.
So I can't wait that.
You know, probably next May.
Yeah, for the dotum.
You know.
I had fun on Saturday.
We're going back to the gal that you had coffee with?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had fun for that.
Well, that's nice.
Recovering alcoholic from Belleville says, I used to fill some tube socks to fake nudes of Alicia Silverstone when I was little.
Didn't need to hear that. Yeah, huh, is the right response
Lil Kim
to that.
Slid off the map, but I'm talking in her prime. She's dime. That's where we're going with.
Lil Kim, Mike.
So I have fun on Saturday, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
Anything
good
for Jim Hayes before we let you go?
It does.
Anything for Jim? I said Jim Hayes might need a scolding.
It does.
What?
My peanut bacon, you like
okay.
a hot dog.
All right. That's very enough, Mike. It's not very kind.
I don't know. If you're like a hot dog, that's not terrible.
You like bratwurst?
I love them.
Yeah, I kind of do, too.
I feel guilty when I eat food like
I
that.
I like the cheddar bratwurst. Like the
I got the spicy one a couple weeks ago to barbecue for Anna Marie and Jameson. And I'm like, I'll give this a run. And it was so good. It was like just simply spicy Johnsonville brats.
You got to watch out for that Johnsonville spray, though. Because when when you bite into it.
It'll spray, bro?
Sometimes you get a full face full of juices.
Oh, put that off. Where's Iggy? He left for a smoke break. But if he were here,
true. It is
time
true.
Coded.
If you've eaten when you eat a brat, you need to bite it just a touch at the beginning, let all them juices seep, and then you go with the bite. Because I'm telling you, Doug, second degree burns on your face sometimes when you get into that brat when it's just off the grill.
I think bratwursts only have, because I looked it up, you know, he's entering things in on, what the hell is that thing, MyFitnessPal. And I'm like, I wonder how many calories are in a bratwurst. What do you think? Standard bratwurst size.
Depends on how big.
No, I understand.
Like a regular hot dog size?
Yeah.
Like fatter?
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Calories, I'd say 400?
No, 260. It's kind of surprising. I'm sure it's high in fat, but.
Yeah.
Well, what about when you put the chili, the mustard, the onions, and the second
scoop of chili? The bun. See, I just eat them without the buns. I do.
I usually do, too.
The bun will get you about 35 carbs.
If I never had another hot dog
260 calories
in my life, I'd be fine.
I have one like
75% fat, 3% carbs, 22% protein.
Hot dogs or bratwurst twice a week?
I guess it switches off. I'm at the golf course frequently, and that's like a great meal.
It's the only time I eat a hot dog. Yep. Maybe at a Cardinal game, but I haven't been a Cardinal game in like 3 years.
Mustard and relish combo is unreal. Like, it's on a hot dog. More so on a hot dog than a broad, obviously.
You got to be really hungry to eat a hot dog, though, don't you?
I mean, they're good. I mean, I wouldn't consider it to be my top choice for a meal, but, I mean, if they're selling brats and hot dogs and I'm a little hungry, absolutely. Put a little mustard relish. Call it a day.
I mean, in a hot dog, you're literally eating anything left over. You're eating lips and sphincters there.
That's
clip
fine.
That off. Clip that off.
It's just rolled up bologna is all a hot dog is.
Yeah, which is what the entrails and the anything that they couldn't turn into reasonable meat.
What do you put on your brat, Tim? I want to know what to put on mine. That's from Marty, steel-toed boots.
Stop it, Marty.
You know, if I barbecue it myself, I'm just going to have that barbecue sauce that I've caramelized on there, Doug. That's what I'm going to go with. Now, okay. If I get it at a golf course, I'll probably put mustard on it. And that'll be a bratwurst sandwich. That's the only time I'll have that. But if I'm just barbecuing them at home, I can only barbecue burgers, maybe steaks, and bratwurst. I can do chicken, but I just feel like it comes off too dry. I know I'm doing something wrong, and I don't feel like the juice worth the squeeze. Yeah, there you go, juice.
You look at it and say, boy, that's not anywhere close to being done. And then you wait another 10 minutes, and it's dry, and it's burnt.
You're exactly right. That sums it up.
I guess you need to use a meat thermometer, but can you trust it? Can you trust a meat thermometer?
Not these days.
It doesn't seem like it. They're not what they used to be.
Not on a steak, no, because you're puncturing it and juices come out. I only use it on chicken because I'm afraid of undercooked chicken. So,
hey, Plowsy, most people learn after a time or two of getting burned with bratwurst spray that you poke the brat with a fork to relieve the pressure of the juices before eating. FYI, that's from the 314. It's like a condescending text.
It sure was. We don't need to be scolded.
Yeah, my method is just the same. Put a couple teeth punctures in there. It just does just as much.
Do you like to spray your neighbor with it?
Clip that off.
Oh, God. I don't know if I had that range unless my neighbor's right by my mouth hole.
That off. Well, someone who's around the table with you.
Just smash it. And
just take a bite and aim it so that it goes at your neighbor.
Oh, that's a fun joke.
Doug,
fun
shut breath. The hell up. This country was founded on hot dogs. You sound so stupid. That's from Ray King.
It wasn't founded on hot dogs. Turkeys, as much as anything.
Hey, Doug, spray your Johnsonville juice all over my boy chest. That's from David Klein of Hedonism. He's a producer for an afternoon drive show at KMOX.
Yeah, we'll say the name again. David Klein of a respectable station, KMOX, just said, what was it again, Tim?
Doug, spray your Johnsonville boy juice all over my boy chest.
Okay, I hope Bob Hyland heard that. David Klein has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name just now went into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension logule. Don't suspect it felt very good. Wonder what we might have for lunch today at Hot Shots. They do have locations all over town. Oh, what would be good today? Let's see. Let me glance at how about a Ninja Burger? Third pound, all-natural burger topped with pepper jack cheese, crisp bacon, onion rings, and fried mushrooms, then drizzled with creamy horseradish sauce. Mm, it's a signature item, the Ninja Burger at Hot Shots.
Jack. Kevin's brother, Jack Demoff, has a pro tip for how to barbecue chicken. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts. High heat on the grill. Now, what's high heat if you don't have a gas grill? What's the temperature?
Briquettes in the middle. Cook them in the middle.
Direct,
not
baby?
Not on the side.
Liberal olive oil. Season as you pleasins. Down the hatch.
Okay, that's not much help, really.
Great tip there.
Yeah, use heat. Okay, good idea. Didn't think of that.
Cook them and put spices on them. There you go.
That's been our problem. We haven't cooked them on heat. That's why it takes so long to cook them. Yeah. Thanks for the tip, Wolfgang Puck.
So you put them on a grill. Do you have to have fire, or just can you just throw them on a grill?
Kevin's brother, Jack, if you're listening, could you follow?
Yes. All right. Got to have heat.
High heat. Yeah, that helps.
Hey, the Cardinals have a series this weekend. Iggy, will you be there? They got giveaways against the Rockies.
I have to go Saturday because Sunday we have the golf tournament.
Yeah. For, I always, How? Because I want to say Huff, but it's How.
Yeah.
The grounds crew member from Normandy. Who passed away last month, and Jennings and everyone at
and
Normandy
you.
And Walters Golf Management have come up with this tournament. I think, what is it, three flights?
Yeah, no, I think,
I think it's three flights.
Yeah, I think they actually added a Saturday because Sunday, I think they did morning and afternoon, is sold out. We're playing at 1 o'clock
three
Sunday.
Different things. Yeah. I'd like to play. I'm glad that it's sold out. Pat Maroon's playing. I don't even know if that's been publicized. Not that it needs to be. It's sold out.
Yeah.
But Yeah, he's playing. He's just he saw the tweet, I guess, from the gentleman's sister, perhaps some family member, and said he's going to play. How about that?
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Patty Maroon. Yeah.
Sunday or Saturday? Do you know?
Sunday, 1 o'clock.
No, he's playing with us then.
Well, he's in your foursome?
Not with us. We have me, Cletus Gee, and Cletus's Florida butt boy.
Oh, the Florida Flower.
The Florida Flower.
There's an all-star foursome right there.
Meow.
Doug, I guess I got to repeat myself. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts. High heat on the grill. Liberal olive oil. Season as you please.
We heard it the first time.
On each side. Don't touch. Let rest down the hatch.
It didn't help at all.
5 minutes on each side would be great, but I'm a charcoal guy.
For a breast?
And I don't know what is the high heat on my grill, because I'm not turning a dial, you know?
You're going to be eating raw chicken if you leave it on for 5 minutes.
I mean, a steak 5 minutes each side, not a chicken.
Chicken takes a long time.
That's why I'm afraid to undercook it. I'm a good cook, obviously.
Sure.
I am terrible at fried chicken. I mess it up.
Well, don't make fried chicken anymore.
Overcook it. So now what I do is I just fry it a couple minutes on each side
to get
it crispy. Then I put it in the oven, but I still have to put the thermometer in there till it gets to 170. And it's kind of dried out. I'm just terrible at chicken. What can I say?
I don't know.
I still cook it.
You don't need to apologize, not for some of the dishes you've cooked up.
I baked 12 thighs last night.
You counted them out, did you?
Well, that's how many were
for just
there.
Yourself.
Every once in a while, Schnucks put this family pack on sale. Mm-hmm. Like, it could be family pack of pork chops, chicken thighs. Like 10, 12 chicken thighs are like $6.
Do you ever buy the meat that's like on its last day?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I saw Dover Soles on sale for like $3.99.
Yeah, hopefully I put the kibosh on all these idiots that keep saying, oh, look, yeah, it's so expensive. I got it for $3.95. That's not Dover Soles.
What is it then?
It's flounder.
Oh. But that meat that's about half price at the grocery store is because it's the last day you won't buy that?
Yeah, you got to buy it and cook it that day, and it still looks green.
Well, it does not. They wouldn't sell it if it looked green.
Yeah, it's not red anymore.
They have chicken, too.
No, but
I've bought that a few times, and it tastes just like anything else.
Well, I can't do it. So I did I think it was $5.95 on sale for the family pack of thighs. So I got them, and I cooked them all up last night, so I've got like 10 thighs in a Tupperware.
And how long will that take you? That's worth 3 or 4 days the way you eat, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Plus, I got a leftover pork roast I made the night before.
Wow, double shoot.
That was a nice pork roast, too.
You're just sitting there at your apartment by yourself cooking pork roast and chicken thighs.
Well, if you live by yourself and you have to cook, that's usually how it works.
I guess.
Do you want me to invite a neighbor over?
What about those lesbians?
I could ever get myself to do that.
Well, I have to eat, and I live by myself, so I have no choice.
I guess you've gotten into the routine of doing that. I've never really been in that routine.
I love to cook.
I don't start cooking until I'm hungry, and then I want the food now. I don't want to wait an hour and a half for the food. I want it now.
Doug, low and slow. Anyone that recommends high heat on a grill is an imbecile. Thanks. 636.
All right.
I pretty much eat the same time every night. I'm old. I eat at like 4 o'clock.
But you don't hardly eat before then.
I don't eat before then.
That's probably a recipe to stay slim.
I may eat some Cheez-Its every once in a while in the afternoon. Like around noon watching TV, I may throw some Cheez-Its down my gullet.
Cheez-Its is about the worst thing you could eat.
Why?
It's just really loaded with
chemicals.
Well,
so is potato chips and everything else.
It's got a shelf life of like 100 years.
Well, that's good. I can buy a couple boxes, throw them in the cupboard, and they're there forever.
Don't say cupboard.
Every once in a while, some chips with a little onion dip. But very rarely do I. Last night, you know, I had for the first time all summer.
No, what?
I had watermelon.
Oh,
it's a great treat.
It is.
It's a great treat.
First time I've had it all summer.
You have them seeds and then seedless.
I got seedless. I hate seeds. I got the little mini one for like $2.99, just a one little cantaloupe.
Yeah.
So cut it in half and just have at it.
One little cantaloupe of watermelon.
Right. Yeah, it's a little bit bigger than a cantaloupe, but about that.
Dover Soul is a meal for the poor. It's $5 a filet. Go listen to your lip-syncing tranny, you Hoosier. That's from Ray King. I mean, he just hit on everything right there in one sentence.
I'll debate this if you want, Ray King.
It's
not Dover Soul.
She's not a tranny, though.
If it's $5 a pound, it's not Dover Soul.
What is it? Flounder.
It is flounder.
And they're calling it Dover Soul.
You know, and it comes from the Pacific. If you get something that is not from Europe, the Mediterranean, or the North Sea, where Dover sole go in the warmer waters. That's Dover sole. Anything outside of that that you say you get that says Dover sole, it's not Dover sole.
Not really. It's flounder.
It's flounder.
I like flounder, too.
Find me Dover sole, fresh Dover sole, that is less than $25, $30 a pound, and I will show you some flounder. It's pretty simple, Ray King.
Dover sole is not a fish that Hoosiers are going to want anything to do with.
They're too expensive. That's why I say Hoosiers don't eat Dover sole.
What would Hoosiers eat for fish?
Catfish nuggets.
Like Vandecamps?
Yeah. Sounds horrible.
Maybe I like some, the catfish.
Maybe some I don't mind a good Vandecamps.
Filet scrod.
Catfish nuggets just sound horrible.
Somebody just sent in a picture of Trader Joe's Dover sole fillets, $5.10.
Yeah, again, flounder.
Yeah, sounds like it to me.
Oh, it was Ray King who sent it in. Read it and weep, boot face.
Yeah, again, flounder, not Dover sole. Right. You can take all the pictures you want.
It's mislabeled.
Of a package that's frozen. It says Dover sole, $5.95. It's not Dover sole.
Flounder.
It is flounder, probably.
Well, how could they get away with calling it Dover sole?
Guys, I swear I just heard on your show someone say the warm waters of the North Sea.
Yeah, I heard that. I let it go. I guess the water is colder in the Pacific than it is in most of the Atlantic.
Well, when you're in the Mediterranean Sea, and I'm sure there's parts of the North Sea that get warmer in the warm waters, the shallow waters.
In the North Sea?
Than the deeper waters. I don't care how cold a water is, the shallower you go, the warmer it is.
Probably.
So if they're in the North Sea, they go into the shallow waters to get the warmer waters.
Now you can go in the...
That doesn't mean it's 100 degrees.
You can go in the Atlantic off of Florida.
I forgot what I was...
And it's like a bathtub.
Clipping off. God.
Sometimes the water's really warm off the Florida coast. And then you can go to the Pacific Ocean in California in August, and it's freezing.
Well, if you see Dover sole and it's from the Pacific, it's not Dover sole. It's pretty simple.
Flounder.
Now, Producer Joe is listening to the show.
Yeah, I would love to. I hope you're going to talk Dover sole. I would love to debate you on it.
How many people debate Dover sole?
Mr. Green Egg.
Mr. Green Egg. If you smoke, you are a Hoosier. Jesus, this worthless pile of garbage is more dense than he is useless. Producer Joe.
Well, I don't know. You think smoking alone makes someone a Hoosier?
No.
Producer Joe thinks that.
No. Lady Gaga smokes. Calling her a Hoosier.
Well, she might be.
Does she smoke, really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Not that often. But she does smoke.
Huh. I think she wanted to take care of that instrument.
Yeah, that's what she said. She says she doesn't smoke a lot when she's on tour because she needs her voice, yeah. But not on tour. She'll have a dart every once in a while.
If I listen to that 80s station on Sirius every once in a while, and Nina Blackwood, what in the world?
Coming up next, Merlin. Metro from 1984, coming up right here.
That's what
you ever heard Nina Blackwood? Yeah.
On the wave.
I can't listen to it. I actually have to switch the station.
She got
and
a
she
voice
does a
box
lot
or
of voice.
No, she's always been like that. I've interviewed her two or three times.
Of course.
Oh,
do you have any of that? I'd love to listen to that.
Swope.
Swope might have.
And that's from years of smoking?
No, it's just her gravelly voice.
Really? Oh, that's not from a smoker?
I don't even think she smokes.
Really?
Yeah, it's just her voice has always been gravelly. Even on MTV, she had a gravelly voice.
Pete just submitted his Mount Rushmore of beautiful singers.
Okay.
Doug, you want to guess whose Mount Rushmore is?
I don't know.
Halsey.
Halsey.
I think Halsey would be a polarizing play.
Okay,
I kind of like it though because she's bi, and I do think would likely be.
We're not judging on sexual orientation or.
Well, these are things that I find attractive.
What kind of music they sing?
If they're sporting KC.
I don't like sporting.
Britney Spears, Shakira, Christina Aguilera. I don't think people have a problem with that. Maybe his Lil Kim will be Halsey. I don't know.
I don't know that. Christina Aguilera is even in the same.
Yeah, she's very attractive.
Even close to
Shakira's drop dead gorgeous.
I think if you're just looking at appearance, I think Shakira is the most beautiful of the four. But I think Halsey's probably the most sporting. But maybe Christina Aguilera? I don't know.
Sporting.
No, I think Lizzie Hale's attractive in a lesbian kind of way.
No idea who that is.
Hailstorm. Yeah, I was surprised when she said she was bi. I just figured she was a lesbian.
Who?
Lizzie Hale.
Oh, Lizzie Hale.
Yeah, she just looks like a lesbian.
Okay, let me look her up and see what's going on. Doug, in the meantime, can you tell us about the U.S. men's health?
Okay. Get your testosterone up.
Right.
I guess you may need it. Well, I know a lot of people need it. I know I probably needed it.
Oh, yeah, I would think she's a lesbian.
Tired, always feeling kind of tired.
Yeah, shocking, isn't it?
Work too much, don't sleep enough, feel like you're always tired. If you're tired of being tired, we got a place for you, and that's the U.S. Men's Medical Center. They can give you a big pick-me-up with their newest and most affordable testosterone replacement therapy. They're giving it to me now, and I can tell you I have got considerably more energy than I had before. This stuff works, and it works in a big way. They report about a 95% success rate in treatment. 95% of the guys who are getting treatment report feeling significantly better than before they came to see them at the U.S. Men's Medical Center. The doctor's name is Dr. Derek Lambert. He is at 303 Jungerman Road, Suite B, out in St. Peter's. Now, you would need to go there for the initial exam. They got to check and make sure that you're a candidate for this. They'll do a little bit of blood work and get the exact treatment that you're going to need. But if you need to do the treatments at home, you can do that too, and you don't have to keep driving to St. Peter's if you don't live in that area. Or even if you do live in the area, you can do the treatments right there at home. The name again is the U.S. Men's Medical Center. Schedule an appointment online at usmensmedicalcenter.com or give them a call at 636-244-5333 or visit their office at 303 Jungerman Road, Suite B in St. Peter's. And remember, they do accept all insurance, including Medicare. So check them out again at their website, usmensmedicalcenter.com.
Doug, here is a picture of Lizzie Hale.
Oh, come on. You're telling me that's a Mount Rushmore of the most beautiful singers?
Oh, I didn't say Mount Rushmore.
You see that woman walk into your car right after the show.
I said I find her attractive in a... Well, you're just... Okay, you're picking out... Looks like a dude there. There's better looking pictures. I mean, go find a decent one, but... It's like everybody...
I'm disappointed in you, Iggy.
They found one picture of Dillian Harper where she looked like a chipmunk. And that's the one they use.
I typed in Lizzie Hale in Google Images, and that's what I got. Mm. I mean, I did this in a matter of 10 seconds while Doug was talking about testosterone.
Okay.
I'll find a better one than that.
So she's not on your Mount Rushmore, but why'd you bring her up?
No, I just said I found her attractive in a lesbian type of way.
Wow.
Oh, I just saw the picture. It's on the TMA fan page if you want to see it.
Yeah, great.
You might as well join. It's the TMA fan page. There are 7,117 proud members with 24 people waiting to join. And the we ones have a vetting process, though.
The ones who got kicked out, you have to pay me to get back in.
To get back in, that's exactly right. Plowhawk's monetizing, and somebody's unhappy that they were banned because they said the Plowboy's a mooch. I mean, that goes on that page like a million times a day.
I'm 1,000% sure, buddy, that that is not why you're off the page. But if you want to tell yourself that, by all means, go for it. Oh, Lizzie Hale. Wow. Yeah, I just saw it again.
I didn't realize she really has no breast either.
Okay.
That looks like a totally different person.
Yeah, she had blonde hair then.
Right.
Nice nips.
Okay, Iggy.
So, Doug, I never got done with the Cardinal read. It's this Friday, and the Cardinals do host the Rockies. And that night, 30,000 fans, ages 16 and older, will add a mesh pullover Cardinal jersey to their wardrobe, courtesy of Bear. Get your August 23rd tickets at cardinals.com/promotions. My son's second birthday. I want to take him to a Cardinal game. How old were your sons when you took them to their first Cardinal game? Because my first game was when I was 5, and I loved it that it was 5 because I kind of knew what was going on.
I think they went to a couple games when they were a little too young to know what they were going on, what they were seeing. In general, about 3 or 4, I guess, probably, when they first went.
Yeah,
it's almost too much. It's almost too much to handle. You don't really enjoy it if you're dealing with it. Squirming, crying kid the whole time you're there.
I just don't know if I can wait 3 more years. You know?
Oh, you don't have to wait 3 more years.
But I loved that I went when I was 5 because I appreciated it. It meant so much. It's like one of my favorite nights of my life.
Well, you can still go and he'll have a good time just seeing the crowd and everything. He may not remember it, and at some point it'll all click in and he'll know what he's watching.
I would think he'd probably get bored after 3 innings.
Yeah, they do. If they're too young,
yeah. You know, there's really nothing else to do. If you don't, you're tired of watching games or just watching people, then there's no play yard to go to or anything.
They can get overly stimulated, and then they act nuts. And then all you're doing is take care of them, trying to get them quiet, and you're saying, "Why did we? Why did we spend $200 to come here?
Well, I took him to the PGA Championship, like, practice rounds last year. But, I mean, I knew he obviously wouldn't remember that. He wasn't even a year old. But that was just like, this won't be here again. And if it is, you know, I'm probably not going to be around. So, you know. And we have a shot where Anna Marie takes a picture and I'm holding Jameson and Tiger's walking right between us. The chances of that picture taking place. It's like my favorite picture. So I would love to give him that kind of experience for his first Cardinal game. But then I go, what's the right age to do it? You know, because it's like it's a second birthday. What do you do for a second birthday? First
go to
birthday,
Chuck
it's
E. Cheese.
Yeah, but he wouldn't know what's doing then, would he?
A Chuck E. Cheese?
Think so? I don't know.
Oh, he'd probably have.
What'd you do for second birthday? What was John one second birthday party?
I don't remember.
You gotta get the picture blown up. I'll send it to Steiny. Maybe he'll get Tiger to sign it for you.
Okay.
That'd be kind of cool to have.
Oh, it'd be great. I love the picture. It's on my nightstand next to my vibrator.
I had my brother-in-law and sister named my niece Peyton because they're both huge Peyton Manning fans.
What about Walter Peyton, who ballroom danced?
And they, I sent it to the Colts, and the Colts actually, this is probably 16 years ago now because she's 16, and he signed the picture to Peyton from Peyton.
Don't you worry about not getting the picture back if you do that, if you send it to him?
Well, you can make another copy, Doug, if it doesn't come back.
That was kind of a condescending response.
Okay, I guess.
Took my son at 3 years old. He had a blast. You just have to accept it's a 3 to 5 inning day ahead of time.
Yeah, they're not going to hang in there for a
three and a half hour
baseball game.
I'm not going to hang in there for 3.5 hours. Pete, the podcast, Spotify, please. That's Aaron and the Chuck, and she has nipple rings. So I would actually listen to that one.
What was the suggestion again?
Pete, the podcast, Spotify, please.
Pete, the podcast. Well, the Spotify, please.
The segment is still going on, so I don't know.
They're asking for the podcast to be uploaded.
But we're still in this segment.
They want a podcast uploaded that's not done, so it's not technically possible.
That's right.
Yeah, Pete should have stopped this and just uploaded part of the podcast.
So you're kind of upset with Aaron right now.
Well, I mean, it makes no sense. You can't upload a podcast of a segment that's not even done.
She needs to stand down a little bit. It's what she needs to do.
Guys, Lizzie looks like a dude. Gaga is a dude. I see a pattern. That's from the Webster Wienpeaker. These are serious charges.
Yeah,
it is. Plus, both
fake. I
guess
you could have your tranny Mount Rushmore of singers and put those two on there.
I don't know any tranny singers.
Well...
Tim's son, and Tiger Woods all in one picture. The only way that picture could get any better is if Superman flew by during the pick. Thanks. Hipster tire us out. How is Jesse James Decker not on Crying Pete's Mount Rushmore? It's from Aunt Peg. Why did Pete's Mount Rushmore get banged?
She's not a singer, is she?
I think she was a singer. I think she was a country singer, I think. Am I right? I won't, Yeah, she fine.
I don't know.
She fine. I'm taking my hoodlums to the game tomorrow night, Tim. Can't wait. Should be a terrible experience. That's from Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack.
Well, it's not all a terrible experience.
Well, he has a lot of tykes.
Yeah, all of them?
Yeah.
One's not even 6 months old, is it?
Doug, how old are their children?
Maybe you leave that one with the sitter.
On the peninsula?
Yeah.
What, I wonder if they take the boat to the game.
Well, you got to take the boat to get anywhere, don't you?
You get Staten Island Ferry.
Dock it right there at the Eage Bridge and... You know, tie it on.
Lewis and Clark did.
Cleat or something.
Go to a Perfectos game.
And then walk up the arch steps and then eventually make your way to Busch Stadium. I assume that's what they'll be doing.
You can email them when you went to the game. And if you're going with Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Hot Shots email of the day. Hot Shots Pizza and Golf for Two at Woods Fort Golf Course. The prize for the Hot Shots email of the day. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. That's coming up on the STL Tax Lawyer. com Captain's Log. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
It's a well-known fact that good sleep leads to a happier life. Okay, maybe that's not a fact, but don't you just feel amazing after a great night's sleep? Like the first night back in your own bed after traveling. It's time to demand more first night back kind of sleep. Stop tossing and turning and talk with your doctor about how you can seize the night and day. And visit seizethenightandday.com to learn more.